Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Norovirus making the rounds in Wyoming again. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Health has identified norovirus as the likely cause of a recent surge in illness in Wyoming. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, commonly known as stomach flu or food poisoning, norovirus spreads through contaminated food, surfaces, and close contact with infected individuals. Matt Peterson, Wyoming Department of Health surveillance epidemiologist, emphasized that contamination may not be visibly apparent, often involving tiny amounts of feces or vomit. Symptoms of norovirus include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach cramps, fatigue, and dehydration. Although symptoms typically last 1 to 3 days without causing long-term issues, severe cases leading to dehydration require medical attention. Infants, young children, immune-compromised individuals, and those unable to care for themselves are at a higher risk. Preventative measures include frequent hand washing, especially after using the restroom or handling diapers, staying home if ill, especially in food handling, healthcare, or childcare professions, and practicing good hygiene to minimize virus spread. Cleaning and disinfecting contaminated surfaces immediately, washing affected clothing or linens with hot water and soap, and proper disposal of vomit and feces are recommended steps to curb norovirus transmission. Additionally, people can remain contagious for a few days after the symptoms resolve. Punxsutawney Phil declares in early spring. Punxsutawney Phil, the renowned groundhog who's been predicting when winter will end since 1887, says things are about to warm up. A proclamation was read at Gobbler's Knob early this morning, elating a crowd of thousands of people who had weathered dark and cold to see the famous rodent, according to NPR.
Atmosphere is a wonderful thing, and we can create our own and the weather it brings. It brings hope for the future and so much more. Maybe some Punxsutawney Phil write-in votes in 2024. But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
Masses of people each year travel to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to see the small town's famous groundhog perform his annual duty in person, but even more visit online to see the live video stream from the event. On average, Phil has gotten it right 40% of the time over the past 10 years, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The practice of seeking a sign of early spring or a late winter stems from the Christian tradition of Candlemas. Candlemas was originally a Celtic festival marking the cross quarter day or midpoint of the season, according to the Almanac website. The sun is halfway on its advance from the winter solstice to the spring equinox. By celebrating this groundhog, in other words, we're celebrating the return of light and the promise of spring. Groundhogs, also called the woodchuck, land beaver, whistle pig, or red monk, were drafted into service for the day when Europeans realized the hibernating animal they associated with spring's arrival in the old country, a type of badger, wasn't native to North America. If the animal sees its shadow, as the tradition goes, it means 6 more weeks of winter, and he or she returns to their burrow. If there is no shadow, the animal stays put, signaling an early spring. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.